Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Melissa Murphy, who's a designer with Johnston Paint and Decorating in Columbia, Missouri. Melissa, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. Thanks.
It's good to talk to you. I saw you briefly in Las Vegas. Let's talk about your retail business. Tell us how business is for you in Columbia, Missouri.
Well, we are enjoying a lot of prosperity here right now. That our new construction is very strong. Residential remodels are good. Commercial, hospitality, all that kind of thing are good here. So working it from lots of different directions. But that's keeping us real busy here in the middle of Missouri.
All right. So you've got one retail store, and you do, clearly by the name, you do more than flooring sales. You focus on paint and decorating. So flooring is just part of it, right? What all do you sell?
Yeah, we started out as a paint and glass retailer in 1925. So we just celebrated our 90th anniversary this past year. So paint has been a mainstay of ours. We're the largest single store Benjamin Moore operation in the state of Missouri and a few states around us, I believe. But so we've taken that and added to wallpaper and then to window treatments and then into the floor covering categories over the past 30 or 40 years. That diversity has given us such an edge in our market because we get to interact with those customers so much more frequently. And then our ability to gain their confidence in, say, picking out their paint color transfers with them over into helping them select new carpeting or hardwood or window treatments or all that kind of thing. So much as to, if they have a great experience picking out one thing, they're sending their neighbors or their daughters. That does mean one thing for us. We better get it right the first time.
Yeah, so let me ask you, what percentage of your business do you think comes from floor covering?
Well, our floor covering business is about 45% of our total revenue.
Okay. So that's, you know, almost half your business. And then as you look, if you look further into that, are you seeing much switch from carpet to hard surface, or what's going on there?
Well, you know, that's been the conversation over the past few years. I do think back several years ago when we talked about a typical floor covering allowance might be 70% carpet and 30% hard surface. And that number has almost flip-flopped for us now. Mm-hmm. So unless there's extensive carpeting areas in bedrooms or in lower levels, we are often seeing number to be around 70% hard surface, 30% carpet, or 60-40. It's done a couple things for us. In spec homes, the carpet's not upgraded at all. Mm-hmm. The total ticket price has gone up, of course, because hard surfaces are just so much more expensive by the square foot.
Right.
But in new construction homes that are custom, the homeowner tends to pick carpets that are much better than what we would consider spec products.
Right.
So, you know, we're getting to patterns, whereas we would do a couple of hundred yards in a new construction home 10 or 12 years ago, and it would all be one same beige plush. We're now looking at 3, maybe 4 patterns, maybe something special in the master suite, a pattern for the stairs. So our orders at the mills are most often, you know, 16 feet of this and 48 feet of that and all that. They're all still going to one house, but it's allowed us to upgrade the customer into product that just honestly wasn't available 8 or 10 years ago. I mean, some of the patterns and things that have come out are just incredible.
Another thing that's probably happened, and it may not be conscious or not, but since you're a true design store and you are a designer, you want to give your consumer a wow house. And somebody at another store might say, you know what, you can buy an individual cut order for each room, but you know what, if you buy a whole roll, it's only going to be X yard, and then you'll be better off.
Right, and we kind of work backwards on that.
Yep.
We might have that conversation, but the conversation might be, if we would buy this whole roll, we're going to save about $2 a yard, but I'm not sure that $350 difference matters to you.
Yeah.
You know, and then the customer says, yeah, you know, I agree with you. So, yes, that kind of is our train of thought in terms of trying to provide the customer with the best experience possible and to have a home that they're proud of and that, in turn, you know, that they're telling their friends and their neighbors about so that they can also come see us.
Well, plus you can handle the complexity. I think many other stores that you compete with, one of the reasons they're going to probably suggest you buy a roll is because then they don't have to be so exact on the measuring.
Right. And, you know, most often got it in the back room.
Yeah.
So they're looking to sell, you know, some inventory that they purchased 3 or 4 months ago and the invoice is coming due on or something like that. And again, because if you need another 10 feet of it, it's still back there. You know, those are parts of the equation that we just assume we're going to get right. So we're very comfortable ordering those materials in a special order. That doesn't mean we don't have a warehouse full of things back there, but they tend to go into apartment projects and specs and that kind of thing. And not, you know, we're not stocking carpet, you know, costing $15 or $20 or $30 a yard. It just doesn't make sense in our business.
What percentage of your business is that residential replacement business?
Talking specifically into the floor covering segment, residential replacement is probably about 35 to 40% of our market. We have a stronghold in new construction, so that's where the bulk of it is.
So you got the builder market, and do you do any commercial?
We do very little commercial. Okay. We do what you probably call negotiated commercial, where we work directly with the tenant or the landlord, and they seek us out. So we're not reading plans, giving bids. They're in our market, there are some folks that do that and do that well, you know, at a very low margin. And so it'd be really hard for me to ignore the customer standing in front of me to have somebody putting their eyes on plans. So
how can you be, as a designer, how can you be an expert in paint and flooring and all the different things that you sell?
Well, good question. Uh-huh. It's probably, for me, it's because I don't know if I've got milk and eggs at home or not.
Okay.
It's difficult. Having new knowledge in all those things is something that we don't take lightly around here. We read, we attend seminars, just as a couple of us, you know, flew out to surfaces for a bit and saw a little bit of K-Biz and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
We try to stay up on industry trends. A few of us that are younger than me are into the Pinterest and Houzz, and so they manage that part for us. We have staff meetings once a week, and so we very candidly sit around and talk about what's going on and you know, and what we're seeing, because we don't want to be on trend. We really kind of want to be ahead of trend.
Right.
A discussion we have with a client very openly, that our job is to push them a bit out of their comfort zone so that they might do something that they wouldn't otherwise do without us.
Yeah.
And to let them know that it's okay if they look at us and say, hey, I don't want that. I want to go back a step. That's fine, but we don't want to produce the normal every day. Because we do this all day long and we see the textures and the patterns and the colors of things coming out, it's kind of our job and our duty to tip them over the edge a little bit and offer them something that, like I said, that they can't get from the orange apron or that they can't get down the street. In that same fashion, being aware of their budget, you know, so that if they really are on a tight budget with something, that we try to sprinkle their house with a few really high points so that it still feels special to them, and that we don't just blanket it with something that ends up being over budget and doesn't have any emotional feeling to them.
Other than the fact that you're a professional and you've been doing this for a long time, what credentials you? How are you qualified to do what you do?
Well, I started out with 3 years in the pre-med program.
Okay. So if somebody passes out in the store, you know what to do.
No. I always tell people I can figure a mean arch. Because all that math and science that I had in that time, that I can figure an arch on a drapery faster than anybody. So I decided at that time this really wasn't what I wanted to do. I went home over Christmas and I told my mom, and she looked at me and she said, I knew architecture was where you wanted to be. Go sign up for it and keep at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was a family business of my uncle's. And so I kind of stair-stepped into this in college once I had changed my major and worked part-time here. So I do have a degree in design, a minor in psychology. I think the psychology might be more helpful some days than the design. Our staff is full of folks that have an interior design degree or a ceramics degree. So things related to the arts, I have not been closed-minded to hiring only folks that are, say, ASID certified or anything like that. I think that it's way more important that the folks that work with us have a really strong sense of color and a really high expectation of their efforts in working with a customer than it does that they've got some certificate that says they graduated from a specific program.
Do you have any men doing your role at Johnston Paint Decorating?
No, we don't. We've got men in the paint counter.
Yeah.
And we always say that there's no iron curtain running down this middle of the store.
Yeah.
But, you know, all of the paint counter is full of men, and the design department is full of women. I think if the right guy came along, we'd be happy to hire them.
Right.
We work with a lot of independent designers that source out of our showroom. Several of them are men.
What's your outlook for 16? How much are you going to grow your business this year?
We are trucking right along right now. Our January was our best January on record ever. I don't see it shutting down. We have not had a hard freeze yet, and so the new construction is just all over, and we're just hardly able to take care of it. I think we're going to be up, even if we take a slowdown into third quarter, just because of what we've got ahead of us. We're sitting on about 4 months on the market. for housing, which is really almost unhealthy. So we just really can't get homes built fast enough to handle the demand.
Appreciate you spending time with us. You're selling fashion and you're growing your business, and there's a lot of people that can learn from that. So again, been talking to Melissa Murphy, who's a designer at Johnston Paint and Decorating, and you've been listening to Kempar and Floridelli.net.